Look at Division 7.
The other there's a friendly foe there, isn't
Flint
there?
Flint Beecher, Saginaw Nouvelle.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough road. And then, of course, on the other side, you have Ishpeming, Traverse City, St. Francis
was the one I was waiting for.
Home of the Bolas. I mean, it's going to be tough sledding regardless, but at least we'll see, if it works out this way, we'll at least see one team working their way into regionals by default.
By default, which is cool. Good for us and good for the area as well.
As we're finally having our coin toss here, as we are 2 minutes away from kicking off, 6:58 on Sports Radio 102.1. As USA is in their home blue uniforms, blue pants, blue uniforms with red and white stripes on their sleeves, white numbers with their white traditional helmets with a P on the side. Vassar in the orange pants, white jerseys, black numbers with orange outline, and black helmets. There's the coin toss. We're waiting for the results of that from our officials. And then shortly thereafter, we will be hearing from the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem from the USA Patriot Marching Band. Looks like USA has won the toss, and they're deciding what they are going to be doing. As the whole stadium has gone deathly silent suddenly. As the officials are sorting things out with our coin toss, Vassar has, in fact, won the toss, as he elected to defer to the second half, so USA will receive in the first half. Now let's take a look down to the field and take a listen in to our marching Patriots with our Star-Spangled Banner. It is a full house tonight from USA Homecoming here in week number 7. We'll have all those festivities at halftime. Dave Hansen, initial thoughts before we kick off.
Well, I can't wait to see these two teams go. Vassar especially, we've been kind of talking about them on Sunday nights. We've been talking about them on Friday nights. Really how fun this team is to watch, how they like to air it out, spread offense, something we haven't seen run well since, I guess, Harbor Beach did a couple years ago. And USA, a team that we never thought would be here this year so fast, 5-1, tied for first in the GTW. They run a great offense. They can run it, throw it. They have multiple guys that carry the load. And look to see a really good ball game, probably a 1-2 score ball game, either direction. And I know, hey, it's going to be a great ball game.
Well, Vassar will be kicking off left to right across your radio. USA will be receiving right to left across the radio in their home blue uniforms, like we said. Vassar in the white and orange uniforms, black helmets. Student section right in front of us here tonight, and we'll see if they brought their baby powder and confetti again this week.
Well, I can tell you this much, Clark. We've already seen the silly string early, so.
That's local patriarchs from NBC 25 on hand, and she got her fair share of silly string.
Yes, she did. I think she's still picking it off that camera.
And Jacob Huber is your kicker for Vassar. He's a 6'2", 183-pound senior. Very precise on their weight for him. As he's weighing from the sidelines, it looks like everyone's ready to go except Vassar's taking their time. on the kickoff. 12 minutes are on the clock. 0-0 Vassar at USA in week number 7. Tonight's winner decides at least a share of the Greater Thumb West title. With a win then next week for that team would clinch it outright. Huber ready to kick this one away. Left to right across your radio. Beautiful kick comes all the way down in the end zone. About a yard deep, and Aaron Sines brings it in. They're called for a touchback. So USA will start this drive at their own 20-yard line, right to left across your radio, with 11:58 left in the first quarter.
Well, this is exactly what Vassar wants to start this game. They want to make sure that there is 80 yards between them and the end zone, making USA really drive the field. And early on in this game, you're going to see two teams feel each other out. You're not going to see a lot of huge plays to begin with. USA's goal, try and get a couple first downs and really kind of win a field position battle early. We'll see what happens.
Of course, Tyler Humpert, the quarterback for Vassar, also plays defensive end. He's listed at 6'7", 192 pounds, and a senior on this Vassar squad. Very heavy senior squad.
Well, it's interesting because you normally see your quarterback forced to play defensive back just to try and keep him out of some of the action, but they throw him right in on the D-line.
Three men in the backfield for USA. We'll see that all night long in the T formation. Tanner Foley is under center. There's the snap. Hands it off to his second option going right through the middle. And that is number 45. Excuse me, number 20. Macklin Gettle with your carry. Brought down by Logan Amend, the defensive back for Vassar. Pushes out for about 5 yards. Second and 5 of the 25.
Yeah, Logan Amend would be your 6'1", 165-pound senior defensive back for the Vulcans coming up to make a play after a very short gain, maybe 4 yards or so, but a dive play right up the middle to start for USA. They give it to their big back, one of the few that doesn't get a lot of the glory, trying to catch Vassar off guard on first down.
D-formation in between the hash marks of the 25. First down markers at the 30. Vassar showing blitz. It's a handoff through the right side. Actually, quarterback keeper for Foley. He gets out to about the 29-yard line, and he's stopped by number 22, Colton Fabro. He's going to be shy of the first down by about a yard. Looks like Tyler Humper was also in on that tackle. Brings up third and very manageable, about third and about a foot.
Yeah, Logan Amend, again, not far away from that play as well. Tanner Foley doing what he does best. You know, shows two different guys the ball and spins around and follows those two guys through the hole. Gets right up to the 30-yard line and stopped short of the first down. So third and a short, maybe 1 yard to go.
10:35 left in the first quarter. No score, USA.
Interesting to note, Colton Siebert has not been on the field yet to start this game.
Foley under center, T formation. And it's a handoff to Ezra Arnold right through the middle. He has the first down. He gets 1 yard, and that's all they need. Time to move the chains, first down.
I was just informed that Colton Siebert is suspended for this game. Sorry, Paul Adams.
And tackled by Masters number 56, Juan Cerda, defensive tackle. He's a 5'8", 210-pound senior.
For the first quarter.
First quarter. And that depends on when the two personal fouls happened in the previous game. He had two last week. That would put him out for this first quarter.
That makes sense.
Foley under center, first and 10 from the 31-yard line, their own territory, right to left across your radio. It's a handoff to their second option, number 45. That is Macklin Gettle yet again, and brought down by Kane Milliken after about a three-and-a-half-yard gain. Sets up a second and 7 to go, as USA methodically moving down the field.
Well, we're going to hear Kane Milliken a lot, and to me what impresses me about him, he plays defensive tackle for this team, and he's listed at 5'8", 160. So a small guy, but works very hard and gets in on a lot of tackles for that defensive line.
USA coming out of their huddle, facing a second in a short 7 from the 36-yard line. T formation, Tanner Foley under center in between the hash marks. Vassar creeping up to the line. It's a counter and handed off to number 45, Macklin Gettle again, out to about the 37-yard line. Stopped by Colton Fabro, the linebacker for Vassar. It's about a gain of, we'll say, 2 yards according to the spot. Sets up 3rd and 5.
Yeah, a little bit of a counter action there as Macklin Gettle is your right tailback. And he stops, pivots, lets a guy go in front of him. And he comes back to the left. And 22, Fabro holds his ground, does not buy into all the fakes, stays where he needs to be, fills the gap, makes a tackle, for a very short gain. Third and a long five, maybe 6 yards now coming up. This is big time play for USA early in this game.
6 yards to go, third down. First down markers at the 42. It's Tanner Foley on the quarterback.